You're listening to Finance Roundtable, a podcast focused on demystifying money. The hosts, Professor Jacob Gold, Michael Koschel, and Kelvin Gold, will educate and entertain you in all areas related to money. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Finance Roundtable podcast. I'm Professor Jacob Gold.
And I'm Michael Koschel.
And I'm Kelly Gold.
For those that are listening, we are right now sitting in our new studio in Scottsdale, Arizona. Last year, our first season, it was all audio, which you could listen to on Apple Podcast as well as Spotify. But this year, season two, we're adding the component of a video podcast. You can still listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other platforms, but we found a lot of our clients would prefer to watch us in the studio opposed to just listening. So what do you guys think about the studio so far?
Yeah, you know, I'll jump in. With any project, you have no idea how it's going to turn out. When we started the podcast, we felt the same way, but I think it looks fantastic. I enjoy it. I also tend to become a product of my environment, so I think with some of the changes that we did here, I certainly get that feel. Hopefully you guys do as well, and I think it'll make for exciting moments from time to time.
Yeah,
sure.
It definitely makes us like step it up a notch, right?
For sure.
Because it's not just what you're hearing, but you can actually watch us and our facial expressions, et cetera. What do you think, Kel?
Yeah, YouTube was something that a lot of clients were asking. Do you have a YouTube? And we've given it a try. We've done some Zoom style ones. We did one with Autif. We had one angle, but now we have three angles in a really nice studio, so that adds a lot. And then yeah, we're planning on having less guests mm-hmm. this year, so that's mm-hmm. kind of interesting. It'll mainly be us talking about the markets and the firm and what's going on here at JG&A.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah, this is season two. What are some of your favorite parts from season one? Does anything stand out to you?
Probably several moments, to be honest with you, but now that you ask, you know, two words probably come to mind. One is learning. This was new for us to do. Kelly, you've been fantastic in figuring out the technology piece of
that.
It. Oh, you're welcome. And Jake, hosting this is a new place. You've done teaching and various different things, and I love participating in whether it's group projects. I'm quite social, so I feel pretty good about this. So I think the first word I use is learning. You know, the whole learning curve of how to do things, how we're going to communicate. So that definitely stands out. I think we've evolved a little bit each time we've met. And, you know, the second is the people. Mm-hmm. You know, we did have a number of guests last year, and some of them were in our industry. Some of them were in others. And I'm such a people person. I love hearing about the different stories. Yeah. I love hearing about their challenges and their excitements and all of that, because I'm sure all of us could relate to it to some degree. So without a doubt, the learning piece, even though it's a little nerve-wracking, it's exciting mm-hmm. all at the same time.
Definitely.
However, I think the people aspect has just been fantastic, and I look forward to that in season two.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Well, and the reason why we're doing this is, you know, we're trying to connect with our clients. We know there's so much noise out there and so many conflicting opinions out there. So not only are we doing this podcast, but we're doing videos and posting them to social media. We're more active in posts on social media, doing quarterly economic updates, and recording them and sending them out to clients. We want to go to where the clients are, and we have found that video is a great way to do so. So we appreciate your patience in us on this journey, but really what we're trying to do is we're trying to take hold of the narrative and share with our clients our perspective of the markets, our perspective of the investment world, and what we're doing day-to-day to add value to our clients. So if this is your first time watching or listening to the podcast, welcome. We think every episode we get a little bit better. We're fine-tuning our tools here. But going back to season one, I think two guests in particular for me that stood out was one, Nolan Cooney, the punter for the Arizona mm-hmm. Cardinals. What a great guy. What a straight shooter, and just is a man of method and knew exactly what his role was with the Cardinals and how he was going to approach it. And then also Liz Flint, who talked about savvy women investors. I thought she was fantastic. Both of those episodes, if you haven't listened to them, give them a shot. I think you'll find that they're very inspirational and a lot of fun as well. So let's transition a little bit. This is 2024. The markets, the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average have hit new all-time highs. Year to date, the S&P 500 is up 4.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 2.6%, and the NASDAQ is up 5.1%. We today are recording on February 8th, 2024. Mm-hmm. Usually takes us, I'd say, a couple of weeks before we post this episode. Kelly does some editing. We have to get it approved through our compliance department. So at the earliest, you're probably going to be watching this towards the latter part of February. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, we're seeing that there is a little bit of optimism in the marketplace. And a lot of that is driven by the narrative from the Federal Reserve. In November of last year, the Federal Reserve started to signal that maybe they were at the end of their journey of raising interest rates. And then in December, they started signaling that perhaps sometime in 2024, they might begin to lower rates. This has created a lot of activity in the marketplace because historically, when interest rates come down, that could be a real boom for the markets, as well as if interest rates are going down, bond prices can go up. So it is an environment where we feel that there is a little bit more economic stability than there has been the last few years, mainly because inflation has come down. Unemployment is at 3.7%, which is a very low rate. And just in the month of January, an additional 353,000 people were hired by U.S. corporations. So there is a lot of positive news out in the markets related to the economy. But of course, there's some unknowns as well. We have a terrible conflict in the Middle East and in Ukraine, and this is a presidential election year, all of which can create pockets of uncertainty and high volatility. Mike, what are some of your clients saying about the markets? How are they feeling about last year's returns, as well as maybe some of the uncertainties in this year?
Yeah, Jake, that's a great question. And depending on which client I'm speaking with, as well as their age, makes a big difference, because I found over the years their experience of timing, market exposure from the ups, downs. There are some people that were used to, for example, low interest rates with real estate, and that's the only experience they've ever had. Mm-hmm. So when I communicate to those individuals, seeing interest rates where they're at, for example, with real estate, it's a shock. Mm-hmm. Whereas my first mortgage was 8.5%. So to see what I'm seeing today isn't too much of a surprise. So clients, what are they saying today? I would say definitely mixed signals. Mm-hmm. I think there's always a tug of war with emotions. I think there's a excitement when you see the end of the fourth quarter perform as it is, or if I talk to clients about current returns from last year, there's definitely some optimism there. But then you turn on the news and then you hear about other variables that come into play and it sparks concern. Or you reminisce about 2022 and things change. So I think one of our roles here as an advisor is trying to maintain that stability and making sure we're having open discussions about both sides. So I would say it's almost too early to say how are my clients feeling yet, right, as I think there's so many mixed signals at this point, and there's a lot to see in 2024. The elections, without a doubt, sparks conversation. Mm-hmm. But you and I have spoken a couple of times, as well as with a few economists, how if we look at in the historical times of election years, how the last 20, 18 have been positive.
Right.
Although I see more concerns when we talk about elections during a year and what might happen. I think that's just politics to a degree. So I say it's too early to tell how my clients are feeling for sure. But I think there's just a good mix. And I tend to find after the first and second quarter, we kind of see a little bit more clarity on where things might be. So I'm excited for this year. I do think one word that you've used that is standing out to me is a little bit more stability. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, I think people are feeling a little understanding that there might be a little bit more stability, knowing that there's still uncertainty in the market. So we'll have to see. But I love what I do. I love helping clients. And anytime that we can be a sounding board, I'd love to do that. Hence why we're doing this as well.
Exactly. And that's, going back to why we are doing this, is there is so much noise out there, and the media tends to stir the pot quite a bit. And we constantly are hearing from clients and with fear of, I read this article or I saw this news feed, what should I do? And so we want to have a platform where we can get our opinions out, but most importantly, let people know that it's not as chaotic as maybe some of the media journalists make it out to be. Mm-hmm. And especially if someone is well diversified by having investments in stocks as well as bonds and cash and real estate, you don't have to get overly excited about any one news article. Mm-hmm. You can keep your emotions in check and focused much more down the road instead of just, what should I do today to make money tomorrow? We're looking out 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And everything that we're doing is to try to create some financial stability long term. Mm-hmm. Kelly, would you mind sharing with everybody some of our guests that are going to be coming up next month? Do you remember who we're going to be having next month? David Giroux. Right.
David Giroux. We're going to have David Giroux next month.
So David Giroux is the portfolio manager of the T. Rowe Price Capital Appreciation Fund. Fantastic individual. We really look forward to having him. He's not going to be in studio. We're going to be doing it via Zoom. Mm-hmm. But David's in Delaware, I believe. And ironically enough, we met some 20 years ago at a Morningstar conference, and we've stayed in contact ever since. And he was gracious enough to become a guest next month. And then a few months down the road, we're going to have another guest talking about Social Security. So we're excited about the next few guests that we're going to have on Finance Roundtable, and then a whole lot of just our discussion, the three of us. Mm-hmm. Kelly, anything else to add there?
No, you guys are the experts when it comes to the market, so I'll leave that to you. But,
yeah. Well, and we could not do this without you. Everything that we do here at Jacob Gold & Associates from a digital standpoint has Kelly Gold's stamp on it. He definitely has brought us into the 21st century, and we appreciate it because clients need it. That we need to elevate our game as professionals. And although Mike and I don't consider ourselves, elderly statesmen, we definitely recognize that the youth today can look at technology different. And when we can bring our experience and our knowledge to your technological advancements in putting together digital marketing, I think it's a beautiful relationship. So thank you for taking this journey with us.
Yeah, my job is to make you two look as good as you possibly can. So that's from the sound, from the video, from everything. So,
and that's not easy to do sometimes, so we appreciate it.
It's the easiest thing I've ever done. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Well, Mike, anything else to add?
No, just that I'm excited about this year, the podcast, and of course, even though we've got the podcast and there's lots of information, we're here for the client. We Absolutely. Always want to make sure that all of you know that. And so we're available as needed, anytime, and we hope that you enjoy the podcast this year.
Absolutely. So in closing, going forward, we're going to have shorter podcasts as well, probably around 20 minutes or so. We want it to be more digestible. But also visit us online at jacobgold.com to see other videos, our financial library, to get a lot of new information of what we're creating. And also feel free to give us a call here at the office at 480-998-4653. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, YouTubers out there. And we'll see you next month.
Thank you for listening to Finance Roundtable. Make sure to check out our episodes at www.financeroundtablepodcast.com. We also encourage you to explore www.jacobgold.com to find articles, research, videos, and more from Jacob Gold & Associates, Inc. If you have a question for the show, please email Jacob at jacob@jacobgold.com.
Jacob Gold and Michael Koschel are financial advisors offering securities and advisory services through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, doing insurance business in California as CFGAN Insurance Agency, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, a broker-dealer and registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. Jacobs California Insurance License, 0E55425. Michael's California Insurance License, 0K90130. The views depicted in this material are for information purpose only and are not necessarily those of Cetera Advisor Network. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Neither Cetera Advisor Networks nor any of its representative may give legal or tax advice. Kelvin Gold is a marketing associate. Registered address is 14850 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 255, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85254. The views stated in this piece are not necessarily the opinion of Cetera Advisors Network, LLC, and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities. Due to volatility within the markets, opinions are subject to change without notice. Information is based on sources believed to be reliable. However, their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Investors cannot invest directly in indexes. The performance of any index is not indicative of the performance of any investment and does not take into account the effects of inflation and the fees and expenses associated with investing. A diversified portfolio does not assure a profit or protect against loss in a declining market.